At Five Star Bank, we create thoughtful solutions to help the Capital Region thrive, from economic development and education to public health and safety, issues that are vitally important to Sacramento's prosperity. We're proud to be part of the conversation and hope you'll join in.
For over 100 years, Girl Scouts has been building girls of courage, confidence, and character, aspiring to ensure girls continue to thrive for generations to come.
Speaking up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Not just breaking news, but breaking barriers. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Dr. Linda Farley, CEO of Girl Scouts, Heart of Central California, and lifetime Girl Scout Tevia Yuva Raju join us in partnership with the American Leadership Forum. Linda, how has the Girl Scouts evolved since the time that, say, you and I were growing up?
Sure. We have continued to stay relevant for girls throughout the decades that we've been around. And we now have a heavy focus on STEM, which is so important for girls, for the STEM fields and really filling that STEM pipeline. Girls are still interested in the outdoors, as was our founder. Part of the reason why she started Girl Scouting was to get girls outside. So that's something that stays current. We've changed up maybe how we engage in the outdoors. There's so many more opportunities for girls now.
Like what?
Oh, we own a herd of horses. So those horses, the girls just absolutely love when they're up at our camp. So that's a really important aspect of it. We have girls who go on surf and sail programs with us. We do winter programs in the snow. So there's lots of different aspects that we do now. But we continue to ask girls what they want from the program, and as much as we can, let the program be girl-led. It's a very important aspect of what we're doing. So we hear the voice of the girl, and the girl essentially tells us what's relevant for her.
And what's the impact within the region?
The impact of Girl Scouting, we actually have done longitudinal studies at a national level on the impact of Girl Scouting. And if a girl stays in Girl Scouts for over 3 years, at least 3 years, she scores higher on life outcomes such as a sense of self. She'll make more money. She'll be better educated. She will engage and have better civic engagement. She will be an active member of her community. She will consider herself more of a leader and see herself more of a leader if she's in Girl Scouting for at least 3 years. So there's lots of different things that we're seeing really do impact girls throughout their lives and how they view themselves and their impact that they're having on the world. So it's not just something that we think is happening. We've actually conducted the studies to see what is happening around girls and how they are impacted by this program.
And we're going to take a look at a video right now that really speaks to that leadership journey and the impact.
Let's get girls doing things that will create confidence in them, that will create character. Award is the highest award in Girl Scouting. Colleges and universities look for that. They can enter the armed services one rank higher if they have their gold award. To build a sisterhood, friendships that really take you into another place of learning that you may not have had otherwise.
But to give a young woman that confidence, I think, is just so amazing and so important, because we just don't know what she's going to turn around and do with that. And so that is, for me, the Girl Scout advantage.
When Linda talks mm-hmm. about this leadership impact mm-hmm. that Girl Scouts has on girls, what was the impact on you?
The impact for me has been substantial. What I've learned from Girl Scouting is something that I've taken from when I was a little girl all the way up to my college years now. I've learned that strong sense of self. I've learned how to be a public speaker and the values that come with being a natural leader. So many different aspects of Girl Scouts have been a part of my life and will continue to be a part of my life forever.
And you talk about leadership. Mm-hmm. That impact, when you look at the women that have come before you that mm-hmm. have gone through Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Some of them have gone on to some pretty amazing things.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have so many women leaders who were Girl Scouts, and to look at Congress now and see that a majority of them were Girl Scouts is something that has been so inspirational.
A majority of the women in Congress
yes,
are Girl Scouts?
Yes, 71% of them are. And so that's something that is
wow.
really inspiring, not just to someone like me, but to the generation that comes after me as well.
71%.
I know, it's great. And you know, there are 9 female governors in the country, and 5 of those 9 were Girl Scouts. So I think that really speaks to the impact that Girl Scouting has on women and the leadership that it really provides women. And I think girls really need to view themselves as leaders, and Girl Scouting really helps them do that. They really recognize that they have the capabilities to become a leader in many different mm-hmm. fields, many different ways.
You know, the video we saw at the top of the show, and just the breadth of Scouting's impact mm-hmm. really astonishes me as a person whose daughter
yeah.
Was involved in Girl mm-hmm. Scouts, whose other women, my family, my sisters, my mother,
mm-hmm.
but I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your journey through Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
How did you first get involved?
So I first got involved because I'd always wanted to do Girl Scouting, but my parents had this preconceived notion that all Girl Scouts did was sell cookies. And so once my sister and I began showing a really big interest in joining Girl Scouts, that's when we began to do the research and learned about the many opportunities that would be present for us. And so I joined in my middle school years, and I've continued on throughout now to be a Girl Scout. And through it, I've had the opportunity to be a National Girl Innovator for the United States.
What does that mean?
So for that, it's Girl Scouts of the United States had selected a couple of girls across the United States to build their new STEM project that they've recently come up with. And the STEM pipeline, over 2.5 million girls will go through it by 2025. And people who've worked on it, including myself, are heads of organizations of companies like NASA and Intel. And so not only are we getting input from the girls themselves, but we're also seeing it being made with the advice of higher-ups.
And this STEM project mm-hmm. that you're talking about, this is part of, you all have kind of some pillars of things that you want girls to get out of the program?
We do. I think it's so true. When you think of Girl Scouts, you think of cookies. And that's wonderful because the cookie program is one of 4 pillars. It's the entrepreneurial pillar.
Well, it's been a historic, very important pillar, at least in my household.
I'm glad to hear that, Scott. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. And I have to tell you, the Girl Scout cookie program is over 100 years old. And it started as a way to raise money, because back in the early 1900s, there weren't a lot of opportunities for girls to fundraise. The money wasn't going to girl causes. And so this was the start of it. And it really helps fund mm-hmm. troops and the work that troops do. And it helps us do really great things for girls. But it's one aspect of the program. It is the entrepreneurial program. And girls learn marketing. They learn business ethics. They learn goal setting. They're really learning a lot through the cookie program.
Incidentally, how'd you do on your cookie sales?
I did very well. Yeah, I can't wait for this season to start. Although I won't be able to sell this year, but college students would love those cookies.
All right.
Yeah. All right. And so it's one pillar, and the other three pillars, Scott, are science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the STEM aspect that I mentioned earlier. And we actually have a STEM center here in Sacramento. We just opened up a STEM center in Modesto at our office there.
What is a STEM center?
It's an all-girl environment where girls are coming in and they are engaging in STEM activities. We have robotics, we have coding, we have 3D printers, we have a laser cutter.
Yeah.
We do all kinds of programming for girls in an all-girl environment to really to help them become comfortable with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We know that when girls enter middle school, it's that time when their self-confidence and their self-esteem really begins to wane. And so we want to give them that confidence to know that they can enter one of these fields. Oftentimes, they don't even know the so many options of a career in STEM, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're trying to help them meet other women who are in STEM fields.
How important is that role model aspect
with
regards to STEM?
It's critical because girls need to see women in these fields, and so it's very, very important. So we partner with Intel, we partner with Girls Who Code, we partner with women in the community who are in these fields to come in and work with our girls so they see real live mm-hmm. STEM professionals. So we also have a STEM center in Modesto. We are about to launch with the support of SMUD, with support of the County Transient Occupancy Tax. We received a grant from them, a mobile STEM unit. And that mobile STEM unit will allow us to go out to our rural areas because we do serve 18 counties. We have a lot of girls we're trying to
18
reach.
18 counties?
18 counties.
How many girls are involved in a Girl Scout program at any time within your region?
We aim for about 18,000 girls.
18,000?
Yes.
That is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of girls,
yes.
A lot of different interests, and so, you know, we're trying to meet the needs of all of those girls and support the very important troop leaders, those volunteers who really run the program. We have more than 6,000 active volunteers, and they're so important for what we're doing. But so STEM is a huge priority. We want to get that STEM mobile unit out into urban and rural communities to serve girls. And then life skills is another pillar. And it's maybe more traditional, health, arts, theater, those kinds of aspects that girls can earn badges for. And then our last pillar is the outdoors. We do so much in the outdoors. We own two properties, one in El Dorado County and one in Calaveras County, that have beautiful camps that girls go to. Thousands of girls go through these camps. And so I mentioned we have horses. Girls love to ride these horses, and we're looking at ways to really expand our outdoor experiences. There's so many girls who just really love that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm. Tavia, as you're now a newly minted freshman at UC Davis, right?
Yes, I am.
And while you were a lifelong scout,
mm-hmm.
you completed at least the under 18 program,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you,
mm-hmm.
how important
mm-hmm.
to you do you think it was that your experience was with other girls
mm-hmm.
and women?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than in sort of a mixed gender setting?
Yes. I think it was crucial to me. Growing up, I'd always shown an interest in STEM, as Linda talked about earlier, yet I was rejected by every robotics team in my region because I was a girl, solely for my gender. And I was finally accepted by a new team. And so when I joined Girl Scouting, I had this ability to finally be accepted in a place where everyone knew where I was coming from. They didn't have to agree with me, but showing me that they understood my perspective was something I didn't see in high school. It was something I didn't see in middle school or my formative years of education. And so Girl Scouting to me has always been a place that fosters inclusivity, and that was something that was so important to me, especially growing up, because I didn't have that in the mixed gender settings.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. So recently, the Boy Scouts changed mm-hmm. its name to, I believe, Scouting USA.
Yeah.
And they've opened the door
mm-hmm.
to taking girls into their program.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
As a feminist, I understand how they could see that this would be a win. However, I believe that it undermines the true goal of Girl Scouting. And we've seen, the research has shown, that girls have a higher rate of success when they're working in all-girl environments. And so we're seeing that not only is it undermining the values of Girl Scouting, but it's also showing that the awards that could be won in Girl Scouting don't mean as much as the Eagle Scout.
They don't mean as much.
That's what it's sort of showing.
I've never heard of this award before. Tell me about this award.
So we have three awards. We have the Bronze Award, the Silver Award, and the Gold Award. And in our region, we do have the Rose Award as well. And the Gold Award is a project that girls spend hours on. And we see that when you ask most people in public, they don't even know that the Gold Award exists. And it could be comparable to the amount as an Eagle Scout. So I think that it's undermining it. And I think that the Gold Award should be recognized.
Why is it that I've never heard of this before?
I don't know. It's great that we're able to talk about it because the girls do work very hard on the Gold Award. The Gold Award, their project has to be a sustainable project, a measurable, sustainable project that girls do not go out and just paint park benches. They actually have to look at the root cause of something. So maybe they're looking at a park and they notice that there's no place for people to sit and communicate. So they would get at why is this happening and propose a solution to a particular problem. And maybe they go to city council and say, we need park benches and I'd like to put a program together to acquire them and then maintain them. So it's really a very involved program. And so we have about 50 girls every year in our area who are eligible to receive the Gold Award, actually work on it and receive it, because it is a pretty extensive, intensive program that they work through. So it's something that we continue to bring light to. We want to bring more visibility to it because the girls work so hard on it. Girls actually can enter the armed services one rank higher if they're a Gold Award girl. And they also, and most of them do, they know to include this on their college applications. There are a number of scholarships available only for Gold Award Girl Scouts. So we really encourage girls not only to receive their award, but then once receive it, to really let people know that they're a Gold Award girl.
Wow, that is an amazing fact. I've never heard of that before. I want to ask you the same question I asked Tavia.
Yes.
The Boy Scouts changing their name and opening up their doors to girls. Mm-hmm. Tavia said it best, which is that some might consider this to be a feminist win, that another door has been knocked down. What say you?
I don't think it was a door that needed to be knocked down. We have two programs from the early 1900s, one focused for boys and one focused for girls, and equally good programs. And the Girl Scouts is a research-based program for girls. What we do in our program is based on what girls need to be doing, what girls want to be doing. And so we have the program. We have a very relevant program that girls enjoy doing, love doing, they have fun doing, they learn from. So there's really not a need. So we really believe in the power of an all-girl program, as Tavia mentioned. We really can't express that enough, because about 1% of girls go to all-girl schools. So there's so many girls who do not have the opportunity to be in an all-girl environment. And I know from my experience, there was nothing better than that sisterhood, than that group of girls we would meet every week and get together and plan our activities and plan our community service and work together. Research does show that boys do better in co-ed environments and girls do better in single-gender environments. And so we really want to give girls that opportunity to be in that single gender environment.
Beyond just that single gender environment, what do you think is the magic that happens when girls are together doing all of these amazing things that the Girl Scouts do in terms of how it changes how they feel about themselves and what their possibilities are?
Yes. I think what it does is stated best in our mission statement. I think they build courage, confidence, and character. They build the courage to go out and to have a voice in the world, and girls and women need a voice in the world, and have the courage to speak up when they need to speak up, when they may be fearful, to have the confidence to do that, to have the confidence to be who they want to be in the world, and then to have the character based on good, solid, our Girl Scout promise and our law about really being a good person. And those three things girls really obtain in the program. And it gives them, I call it the Girl Scout advantage. And it gives them this advantage in life. And I want more girls to have that advantage. It's interesting, we in the video, we see all these celebrities, these famous women who are Girl Scouts, which is just wonderful. But I believe there will be Girl Scouts who become astronauts. But more often than not, Girl Scouts need our program. Thousands of Girl Scouts need our program because it may be that program that helps them graduate from high school. It may be the program that helps get them into college. It may be just what they need to move into a life that shows that they have promise and hope in this world. That's really what Girl Scouts is about.
What's so fascinating to me mm-hmm. is that in a world that's increasingly driven by technology, and I'm sure that like the rest of your generation, you have smartphones mm-hmm. and tablets and all that and mm-hmm. know technology much better than I ever will. But Girl Scouts seems, mm-hmm. in some ways, compared to all of that, mm-hmm. very low tech. What still attracts girls, mm-hmm. despite the fact that outside of the STEM program, mm-hmm. I know that, but how do you get girls in mm-hmm. when everything seems to be all electronically based mm-hmm. these days?
When I joined, Girl Scouts was very low tech. Now I believe that they are more higher technology and they're trying to make it much more exclusive to all girls so that they're able to get it. But what really drives it is that passionate force that you see coming from the leaders of the Girl Scout community. When they show you how inclusive it is, you want that sisterhood. You want to be welcomed and a part of that group because you know that everyone there is going to accept you. And I think that that comes down to our human nature because it is within ourselves to want to be a part of a group of confident women leaders, to want to feel accepted and to know that there's this place that you will always have, which is our sisterhood. And I think that part of it is truly what keeps me coming back and keeps every girl interested as well.
When Tevia uses the word inclusive, mm-hmm. what is the breadth and the depth of Girl Scouts reach mm-hmm. in places like you mentioned earlier, rural areas, yeah. urban communities, low-income communities, yeah. communities where English may be a second language? Mm-hmm.
We have great partnerships. We couldn't do all that we do without partnerships. And so one of our partnerships is with Title I schools, high Title I schools, and specifically their after-school programs. We're in 60 sites right now, primarily in our urban centers, where we are working in providing the Girl Scout experience through their after-school program for all girls. And the girls absolutely love it. They crave it. And so we train the after-school providers on the Girl Scout experience, the Girl Scout leadership experience. And so we are greatly supported in the community for that program. We just received major funding from the Thomas P. Raley Foundation to conduct that program.
Really? Mm-hmm.
We also have partnerships with migrant camps. With housing authorities. And so in the summertime, we go out to migrant camps and we provide Girl Scout programming for daughters of the migrant workers. And these girls, I've been there and they just line up at the door to come inside to engage in their Girl Scout program. And so we really work to provide experiences that meet the needs of all of the diverse girls that we have in our region. And so some girls are in traditional troop programs where probably their mother is the troop leader and they're in there with a group of friends. And then many of our girls are in after-school programs and they're there also with their friends, but there's a different leader who's leading that program. So we really are engaged in pilot programs around the country on how do we provide the Girl Scout experience in a way that more and more girls can be a part of it. That's really our goal.
Tevia, just briefly, share with us, for every girl that's considering Girl Scouts right now, mm-hmm. or her parents mm-hmm. or a caregiver is considering Girl Scouts, mm-hmm. what do you hope she takes away from it?
I hope she sees that it is a phenomenal organization where if she joins, she's going to feel welcome. And no matter what anyone is saying to you right now, I think that if you reach out and join this organization, you're gonna have access to resources like never before because the community that is truly built in Girl Scouting will always lend a hand to help. Even in your darkest moments, they will be the first ones to be there to help you. And I think that opens up a really important conversation for a girl to join Girl Scouting.
So, final thoughts. Tell us how to get involved. If we want to get our girl in our life involved, where do we go?
The best place is our website. So if you type in Girl Scouts Heart of Central California, you'll find our website. And we have a lot of information on the website on how to get involved. But we have recruiters out there in almost every school throughout our 18 counties, just waiting to sign up girls and to talk to parents about the Girl Scout experience and the impact that it can have on their daughters' lives.
And we'll leave it there. Linda Farley, Tevia, thank you both so much. And good luck to you at UC Davis.
Thank you.
Thanks, right. Scott.
And that's our show. Thanks to our guests and thanks to you for watching Studio Sacramento. I'm Scott Syphax. See you next time right here on KVIE.
Thank you for listening to Studio Sacramento from KVIE Public Television. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes to help others find it.
At Five Star Bank, we create thoughtful solutions to help the Capital Region thrive. From economic development and education to public health and safety, issues that are vitally important to Sacramento's prosperity. We're proud to be part of the conversation and hope you'll join in.
All episodes of Studio Sacramento, along with other KVIE programs, are available to watch online at kvie.org/video.